first of his three that are called the Space Trilogy. And the idea, the premise of that book is that the Earth is enclosed. The Earth is darkened. The Earth is isolated from the rest of the universe. The rest of the universe is alive with the glory of God. And the Earth is this little silent planet that floats through the universe. And I think we have trouble seeing through the darkness and through the silence and through the cloudiness of the Earth to see God. Or I think of John Godfrey Saxe's poem. It begins like this. It was six men of Hindustan to learning much inclined who went to see an elephant, though all of them were blind, that each by observation might satisfy his mind. And the six blind men went to see the elephant, and one of them felt his leg and said, "Oh, an elephant is very much like a tree." And the other felt his side and he said, "Well, the elephant is very much like a wall." And another felt his tail and said, "An elephant is very much like a rope." And Sachs at the end of the poem applies the lesson and says, the theologians argue over God and they can't come to agreement. And they're like six blind men who have gone to see an elephant. Now, I don't know if I would go quite as far as he, but there's a darkness between us and God. There's a darkness over this world, and we are imperfect beings, and we are spoiled beings, spoiled by sin, and we have a hard time seeing God in all of his reality. Thomas Aquinas, in the 12th century, had written his great multi-volume theology. And then he says he had a vision of God and he saw God. And he put down his pen and he did not write anymore. And he said, "All that I have written seems like straw." I don't know if we, I think God, let me be clear for those of you who are troubled by what I'm saying. God has revealed himself to us. But surely we do not think that we're not going to be surprised and shocked and amazed when we see him. What an amazing experience. That will be when we actually see God. When we actually see him. Now we see through a mirror dimly, but then face to face. One other text. This one from 1 John chapter 3. "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." Seeing God, the hope of seeing God, the hope of seeing Christ is to have a purifying effect on us, is to have a spiritual effect on us, is to change us from the inside out. Now we see through a mirror dimly and we look forward with hope to seeing God face to face. But it's to have a present effect in us. It's to affect us in such a way that we are better for the hope. The essence of our problem as humans is separation from God. The essence of our salvation is rejoining us with God. And then when Christ comes back, we'll see him. We'll see him face to face. Let me close with a few points of application. What are you feeding your heart if it's to be pure? What are you feeding your heart? Do you take time each day to meet with God and to open his word and to, if you can't see him, to hear from him? Are you guarding your heart? You know what your weaknesses are. What guards do you put up against your weaknesses? Do you have guardrails in your life that help you guard against these things? Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And finally this, do you look forward to seeing God? Are you hoping to see him? Does that mean anything to me that one day I will see God? It doesn't mean as much as it should. But do I look forward in any way to seeing God? These at least are the few lessons that I try to glean from this statement. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. David, team.